Hey, this is Kweku.
Hey, this is King George. Don't forget to listen to African Safari each and every Tuesday between the hours of 1 to 2 p.m.
African Safari brings to you music from the continent of Africa, east, west, north and south, and also beyond the borders of Africa where African music have had some influence.
Make sure you listen to each and every Tuesday African Safari on WMNF 88.5.
Support for WMNF comes from our members and WEDU, representing Autism Breakthrough to Hope, Coping with Crisis. The program explores how the circumstances of the pandemic have affected individuals with autism and shows strategies and success stories. That's Monday, September 28th at 9 p.m. on WEDU PBS.
All right. We are back on the Sunday Forum, and we're going to try this again. We're going to try this again. Our guest this morning is Ashley Green, folks. Glad to have her with us. We're going to see if we can get this on. Let's try it again. No, nothing? No. Not working. All right. That's okay. We're going to keep going. Ashley, you still there with us, honey?
Yes, sir.
There we go. Now, listen, we're talking about this issue of the prevalent violence that we're seeing out there in the community right now, not just in the community, but across this nation, we're seeing this violence. And it's not just on the streets. It takes different forms, right? And the violence that we're seeing against Black people is historical. It is something that's undeniable. And every generation, it seems to happen almost like clockwork, right? Every time we seem to make some sort of progress, there's some sort of violence that takes place. And now we're in a situation where all this has come to a head. We can't keep doing this, right? We're going to go to our calls real quick, Ashley, okay? Let's hit Michael. Michael, welcome to the Sunday Forum.
Hello?
Michael, yay.
Hey, how you doing, Walter?
All right.
Quick one related to the topic at hand.
Uh-huh.
When you look at what's going on, I think it's all political. What do I mean by all political? When you have the president of the United States with this law and order model saying it's okay to do what you do, then what we see in the street is what we see in the street. It's also political because we don't go out and vote. We got the power to make sure this never happens again.
Right.
So it's all political. Just go out and vote. Let's change this. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it. Ashley, we've heard some things where people have seemed to bring honor to this concept of not voting. I'm going to hold my vote, right? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I want to be very clear. I've been engaged in politics since I was a teenager. First time I canvassed, I took a bus down from Atlanta, Georgia to Orlando, Florida.
Mm.
In order to canvass for John Kerry and John Edwards, I've been an electoral organizer and been, you know, working to turn people out to vote. I believe in voting as a tool for harm reduction. And people need to be a lot more honest and forthright with themselves. We've been voting. Black people vote more than almost any other population in the country. We have never voted our way out of this problem. We have never voted our way out of violence at the hands of white nationalists. We at best have been able to vote for people who in office don't try and cause us the same harm as these white nationalists. But I'm not going to pretend like it's not a difficult choice for folks who are out here protesting against the police, who recognize that part of the explosion of police in our cities was because of the person at the top of the ticket.
Right.
And hey, I still am asking and urging people to go vote because I think you have a choice right now between fascism and neoliberalism. And I would rather fight under the conditions of neoliberalism than fascism, but I'm not going to pretend like it's liberation or freedom, nor am I going to sit here and shame people for not thinking that a system in which they have seen politician after politician after politician give rhetoric but not fundamentally impact their lives,
mm-hmm.
or if they've impacted their lives, it has been to make them lesser and worse. Gentrification of our cities has happened under the watch of plenty of people we have voted for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over-policing of our community has happened under the watch of a lot of people that we voted for.
Right.
Just this week in St. Pete, people cared more about racist, anti-Semitic couples getting quote-unquote harassed at a restaurant than they do about police harassing black people on the South Side every single day. If they cared half as much, we wouldn't have to protest in the first place. And so, yes, vote. Exercise your power at every given opportunity. Mm-hmm. Never deny yourself an opportunity to be powerful. And recognize that voting is a tool for harm reduction. It helps make us a little bit safer or helps create the conditions where we're a little less under threat. But don't pretend as if voting has fundamentally changed a system that has propagated and protected violence against us for generation after generation after generation.
Absolutely.
We have voted for a lot of people, and we're still dealing with police brutality. We voted for a lot of people, and we're still dealing with the Klan. You know, I just saw this on Twitter and on Facebook. It's interesting that the KKK has never had a single rubber bullet or tear gas canister fired at them. It's so interesting.
Right, absolutely.
But the same elected officials who tell the police to fire at us, like Jane Castor, who has a police chief in Brian Dugan, who literally got up there and lied and said that they didn't attack us after George Floyd's murder, that they didn't fire rubber bullets at us. As I had friends who had to get them surgically removed from their bodies, that's somebody that people voted for.
Right. Absolutely.
And where's the accountability? Vote. But we need to start having a lot more candidates worth voting for. And we need to stop shaming people for not believing in a system that has fundamentally failed them, their family, their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents, all the way back into which this country and this continent was colonized. Let's be real about it.
You're right. You're right about that. And you know, yesterday I had a conversation, Ashley, about what happened, the first thing that happened when 45 got into office, right? So number three goes in and says, hey, you know, we're going to drop the KKK and white nationalists off of the top of the terrorist list. It's like, what? Like, one of the first things that happens when he gets in the White House, right along with selling arms to Saudi Arabia. Wow. Mind blown. And only now there's talk.
Make the KKK a terrorist organization.
Right.
Try and pander to black folks.
Come on, man. Come on.
I mean, it's up to taking the bait.
Come on.
It's like, okay.
And so all those white people that are out there, I'm just going to put it out there flat out. Oh, yeah, all those white people out there who say, well, I'm not racist, and I don't have anything against black people. This and other. Okay, well, now, let's call a spade a spade. But you're voting for a man who's doing something that very clearly is very racist, that very clearly takes these people that, okay, so you take these people off the top of the terrorist watch list, and that's okay with you? You want to put somebody back in office that does that? Wow. Okay, that nobody was outraged with that. It seems right. Nobody wanted to say anything about that, but that's okay.
Yeah, we're the problem.
Yeah, we're the problem.
We're the problem.
It's unbelievable.
And these are the same people living in segregated neighborhoods, trying to keep their kids in all white schools, whose entire peer groups are white people, but seem to claim that they're not racist but don't understand.
Come on.
Make it make sense.
Come on.
Make it make sense.
Unbelievable.
It's 2020. Lie to me all day long. Stop lying to yourself.
Right. Let's see. Let's go to... right.
I mean, I had a gun pulled on me last night. I'm a little angry today.
I can tell. You shouldn't be angry, Ashley. You shouldn't be angry at all, right?
It's a wild time. I've been preaching nonviolence to people for months now. I've been doing everything that I can to de-escalate situations. I done had to have people
get pulled away from possible fights and altercations. I've done my part. Today, I'm angry.
Just hold on.
Angry.
Hold on, Ashley. Just hang on. Hang on. Let's get Daryl on here. Daryl, welcome to the Sunday Four. How you doing, brother?
Fine. Good morning.
All right.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, Walter. Good morning, Ms. Mika.
Good morning.
Good morning, Avro. And to your guest. What's your guest name?
Ashley. Say good morning to Ashley Green.
Ms. Ashley Green, you took my thunder. And if I could say something, I think Walter kind of knows me. See, y'all being very, very, very...
Being nice.
Very nice. Very collegiate. A lot of the words that you...
Don't saying. Be nice. Tell us.
Let me just
say it.
Let me tell it like a T.I. is. Okay, since this is this kind of show, and no, you would not have to use the dump button. I'm going to be realer. So I can use a
you can get that, the finger on the dump button over there.
Walter, go ahead. You don't have to dump me. You mentioned there are a lot of ways we can go with this right now. I'll just start like here, right here. The Proud Boys, the Boogaloo Boys, QAnon is just the latest emanation of the Klan, Aryan Nation, skinheads of white parents who perpetuate bigotry around the dinner table and say things that they... But the ones you just said, I'm not racist, but you say those things, and now you perpetuated another generation of people who are feeling, along with what's his name up there in Pennsylvania Avenue, emboldened to do the things that they're doing. And yes, you have a right to feel angry. They pulled a weapon on you, but nobody's doing anything towards them. But let me go what I wanted to say. Jane Castor. This is the person who made riding while black on bicycles what a crime for something. I don't even know what that was. Okay. Now, your experience, the police force that she left to become mayor. I don't care if you're a lesbian. Jared Gahuva was gay. You can't use a group to give you cover for what's really in your heart that's being manifested. And that's what's going on. Those groups that I previously mentioned, those are domestic terrorist groups.
Yes.
I have more fear or attention towards them than I do with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, as twisted as they are. They are a domestic terrorist group, okay? Domestic terrorist group. I'll just stop right there. I'll say some other things later, another day. If you have received your ballots,
vote.
Follow the instructions of your ballots, vote.
Mm-hmm.
Vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disgrace. I wish you would get somebody that's black on here. I would violate the rules because I would come back on here and I'd give them a piece of what's left of my mind. I can't spare any more of my mind. I'd just give them a piece of my mind. You are a disgrace to Frederick Douglass.
Mm-hmm.
You are a disgrace to Medgar Evers. You are a disgrace to Fannie Lou Hamer. You are a disgrace to Shane, I'm so worked up. You were a disgrace to the Freedom Riders. You were a disgrace to Martin Luther King. You are a disgrace for people who suffered, bled, and died, were lynched.
And this young lady, and mind you,
right.
Daryl, let me just say, and you're absolutely right, and thank you, Daryl.
Thank you.
This young lady here, Ashley, you know, Ashley and everybody like Ashley, you are disgracing people like them when you don't vote. When because they are fighting for something and on the front lines of something, risking their lives literally for something that you just trying to justify. You're not going to the polls. Wow, or even organizing to try to put somebody in office that can make the difference. It's okay for you, right? Unbelievable. But then for you guys that are out there that are attacking these folks out there, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Absolutely ought to be ashamed of yourselves. And you call yourselves law enforcement officers and you stand with something like that? Something wrong. Something dead wrong. Shane, welcome to the Sunday Forum.
How are you doing today, my brother?
How you doing?
I am the right one to call. I feel this young man who just talked that talk just then, I'm like, wow, get a cat my phone number. Let him know, I'm not a disgrace. You're talking about voting between who? We're not voting for the best Hitler. I keep saying I'm not going to vote for the best Hitler. Of course, the president now is a horrible president. And Joe Biden was a horrible person, too. He locked up a lot of innocent blacks knowing what the government had did to us. He made sure that he did even more. And we don't even talk about that. We don't even talk about his running mate who made sure she locked up innocent black women because their children was bad in California and they had to go to work. But we don't talk about that. We don't talk about the damage that how many those people who smile in our face. Just because this president here, I respect him because I know who he is. The other ones we didn't know until it was too late. But we know what Joe Biden is because he already showed us what he is. So we don't sit here and say, oh, Frederick Douglass, all of them made bad choices. This government has been kicking black people behind since black people been here. And we've been voting for them to stop. And you're telling me, well, I'm 53. They haven't stopped kicking us in behind since I can remember. And we've been voting since then. And we're sitting there talking about vote. You can't vote your way out of a fight. Sometimes you got to fight your way out of a fight, regardless of what they say.
Sometimes you got to do both, Shane.
And we sit around.
Sometimes you got to do both.
All these other issues. We have other issues. We got black people with black issues. We're worrying about gay issues. We're worrying about Hispanic issues. We need to get our issues on one time. Let everybody say, for one time, just worry about just the black issues.
Let's be clear on a couple of things. One, gay issues are black issues because there's a hell of a lot of black gay people.
Oh, hate to be the bad news. I don't see it that way. Everybody don't see it that way.
Hold on, Shane.
I'm talking to black people acting like black people weren't the ones who started the gay rights movement. It was a black trans woman that started it. So just because white people have tried to steal the movement from us, we don't need black people separating us. There are black Hispanics.
That's not a gay issue.
To be clear,
that's a gay issue. That's when you close the door.
There are black people in all of these communities. There are black immigrants, Caribbean, the islanders, who are being attacked. So if we say let's focus on black things, let's go include immigrants. Let's go include gay people. Let's go include poor people. Let's go even include some rich people, even though I don't want it to. Let's go include them. All I'm saying is, stop saying black people ain't none of these things just because the media wants you to think it's something else. The reality is we out here and we fighting and we tired of getting erased by either side. I'm tired of white people erasing what black people have done to make their lives better. And I'm tired of black people erasing gay people.
We stuck together. That's how they
get right with the church or whatever.
They did it by sticking together. They kept their issue together.
Exactly.
We like to put our issue across the table. We want to mix it with homosexuals. We want to mix it with all this other stuff. But what we won't do is keep it.
We say David Rustin.
They don't
organize the
white.
The
white gay dude walking around road holding hands, a black dude walking around holding hands, and they treat the black one different. It's because of the color of his skin, not because of what he's doing behind closed doors. And we cannot fight a closed door issue. Let's fight our issue. Gays stood
up and said,
"Hey, we're gays. We want everybody to know it. We need to be just black and let everybody know who we are."
It's not a closed door issue when people getting arrested. It's not a closed door issue when people getting fired from their job. It wasn't a closed door issue when
I'm not that because that don't concern us.
Was a riot against
that concerns that concerns them and they can move into their issue.
Hold on, Shane. Okay. Hold a minute.
We're going to disagree
black
on
issues.
That.
We ain't got
to disagree
guys,
on that,
what?
Shane.
2 hours on the radio. On that. And y'all can't talk about black issues 2 hours? Y'all always got to add some other people issues in there. You telling me
we
talk about gay issues?
About
I hear about
issues,
dog issues on this station.
You're the one.
And you can't
you
hear about this black issue?
You don't want to talk about black issues if you don't want to accept the fact that there are gay black people.
I don't care if it's gay, black people. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. What you do in your
immigrants.
Of you. I'm a firm believer. Don't ask, don't tell. You know what I'm saying? It don't make sense.
If you don't want to talk about that, then you're not talking about black issues.
Not to me. You want to tell me that that makes sense, fighting for something that I don't even have to know? You don't know what kind of sex I had last
night.
Hold on. It was not
so
no one's business.
Thing, but you're not focused
you're
on immigrants.
You're supposed to leave that
thing.
Alone.
So you're focused on one thing.
Issue. That's why we
so
can't get nowhere.
So you being contradictory
right
now.
Everybody else. We want to muddy the water.
Contradictory,
don't
Shane.
Muddy the water.
Okay, guys. Hold on a second.
Contradictory.
Hold on.
Muddy the waters. I'm black every
yes,
day.
Yes, you muddy the waters. Because that right there ain't got nothing to do with us as a people.
It does.
If we can't walk as a people, why are we worried about walking twisting as one?
You don't want to tell me that you can't walk with me. You don't want telling me that you can't walk with another black person because they gay. So that's you not telling the truth right now. You standing out here, you can't walk with something just because it's not only black, but I'm telling you, it is black.
Absolutely. I'm only worried about what's black. I'm only worried about what's black. I'm not worried about all the rest of that. That's why we ain't getting nowhere. We ain't getting nowhere because we're worried about everything else. The gay issue took over the... They even took...
What the boy name?
It took the one who had the rainbow flag first. They took his flag in his movement. The Rainbow Coalition was he took... They took his flag and they took the power from his movement. His power... He's still trying to get us all together. Come on, y'all. Let's all get... No! We don't need to get everybody together. Let's get blacks together. And be
so
one black
people.
And don't worry
young
about... If people went in the bedroom
together.
Doing all kind of
care.
Things, we ain't worried about that.
About
close your door.
We
ain't coming in your
Shane,
bedroom, I promise you.
Shane, we live in what you preaching. We live in what you preaching. I'm telling you to live it, too. Because we live in
what?
We live in what you preaching. We out here. We out here fighting. We out here
listen,
unifying.
Why
we
got to add
uniting.
Your sex? We don't care. Right now, if I see the people I see passing me,
you,
I don't
you
know what their sexual behavior
you
are.
Care.
And
you
it don't matter.
You do care right
because
now.
Because I'm not going to bed
you
with now one
you
of them.
Care.
So why do you got to put your sex on the table? What's up, God?
Because I can get killed
okay.
for it. And so it matters.
All right.
If it's my black life. And I can get murdered.
Man,
for
y'all,
who
Shane.
I'm going to have a gay
yeah,
show.
Shane.
Y'all have a black life. Show. So I can listen to that show. Because I'm tired of every time y'all trying to muddy the water with everything else. Black people can't
you
get no what they want. Add everything else in.
Hold on, Ashley. Hold on, Shane. Ho. Okay. All right. Hold on. Hold on, guys. Hold a minute. Let's Shane, we appreciate your call. Okay.
I love you.
All right. Love you too, brother. All right. Clearly, you know, we have some issues. Clearly we got some issues. And they have to be resolved internally. What I want to make sure is clear to everybody is that when we talk about this what we're doing right now, when people make these marches, you know, we have to understand that those black folks that are out there are black folks, gay or otherwise. And
also, you have to understand, and I'm trying to keep it cool. I'm sorry for...
No, it's all right. It's all right. That's what this is called, the Sunday Forum.
What you have to understand is that experience to me that just happened is still violent.
Yeah.
That experience that just happened. Is violence to me because, again, I'm out here really living what I'm preaching, really put my life on the line. I'm out here really fighting for my people and fighting with my people. I mean, it don't matter if I'm marching with the Nation, the New Black Panther Party, the Hulu Movement, church pastors, XYZ. I work with anybody fighting for black people. But I'm tired of being out here fighting black women who denigrate black immigrants, who denigrate black gay people, who denigrate black lives that don't fit into their narrative of what's black enough. It's painful. It hurts. It's violent. Because I'm really out here fighting for all black lives.
Right.
And I know that there are people fundamentally will never fight for me and it hurts.
Well, no, don't and don't let it try not to let that happen, Ashley, because we need you, okay? We need you doing what you're doing. You know, I hope that we can get to the point where we can understand that when we march, when we demonstrate, this is not this is about black folks. and about every facet of what our lives are, every facet of what our lives are. And what you just described exactly is exactly that. Nobody deserves to get to be treated that way. Nobody does. So we stand with you, okay? Let's go to Mauricio. Mauricio. Let's go to Mauricio.
Happy New Year, and how the heck are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good, good. Say good morning to Ashley.
Yeah, good morning. All of the participants and everybody who's working there. And by the way, I am wearing my mask. I see you got your mask on your ears, and I think that's a good thing. So I just wanted to address a couple of things, and I'm going to share people. You know, you asked
WMNF 88.5, Tampa, Sarasota, St. Petersburg.
Why are cops going after black people? Very simple. It's a standard answer. Why don't black people obey what police tell them to do? They should be in their place. If the police tells a black person to stand up, they should stand up. If the police person tells the black person to get out of the car, they should get out of the car. What is it that black people don't understand about this? Now, mind you, obviously, you know I'm being totally sarcastic. But another point. Come on. Selling marijuana, selling drugs. Why the heck do black people sell it out on the street corners? White people have it delivered to their house. Oh, my God. You know, if it's out on the street corner, of course you're going to get arrested. But if you're living in Carrollwood and the delivery guy comes to your house, there's not going to be an arrest. Everything is going to be just fine.
Right.
Why,
right.
I ask, why on earth is there not 100% of black people going out to vote? 100%. We were all excited. This is sad that we were excited that during this primary, we went from a 15% turnout to a 30% turnout. That's no good. How else are we going to change things if we don't vote? Right now what happens, and this is exactly how it's happening, we live in the United States of apartheid. We live under minority rule. And why do we live under minority rule? Because the majority of the people don't vote. So the folks that are in office right now, whether it's Jane Castor, Donald Trump, are minority rulers because the majority of the people who vote don't. They do not vote. And it's not acceptable. And it's really tiring. It's absolutely tiring that we have to go this over and over and over. But I think the most significant thing, and Walter, I'm glad that you're out there, but the most significant thing that's missing in the movement right now in this leadership is leadership like Martin Luther King. We need someone out there who can really preach nonviolence. Even when they're hitting you over the head, they're breaking you down. I don't think there's a black person who's never seen the films from the 1950s newsreels and stuff where people were being hosed down, dogs after them, and the whole nine yards, and it remained constantly nonviolent. I understand the violence where it comes from. I understand the sign of no justice, no peace, because black people don't experience that peace. Now, the experience of the black man, black woman in the United States, very different than the experience of Latinos, very different than the experience of people who are coming from the Caribbean islands or coming from Jamaica, which is in the Caribbean, or other black folks who are now immigrating into the United States. They weren't forced here. They came to the United States because they came here on their own. But the black American experience is more unique. You were forced. Your ancestors were forced to make this country their country. They didn't come here on their own. So what most people don't understand is because of that experience, of the ancestral experience of slavery, they don't understand how that still lives on today. And that's one of the things that I don't think, no matter how much we teach folks, We say it over and over, even with the black community. No matter how many times you say it over, most people are not going to understand why is it that black people feel so disenfranchised. The answer, and I will say the answer, is it's not just black people that are disenfranchised. It's the black American who was brought to this country forcefully, and their descendants, it's their descendants who are now having to struggle to say, I choose to live in the United States, and because I choose to live in the United States, I'm going to fight for my rights.
Right.
And you should be fighting for your rights, as well as I fight for my own rights. And the question, the other gentleman who was talking said something about the rainbow flag. There was something interesting that happened within the gay rights activism, activism for medication for HIV and AIDS. We turned out to vote in droves. We were hollering and screaming at city council meetings, at state meetings, going to the state house,
right,
and driving that in and driving that in. I remember when the Equality Floor was called the Human Rights Task Force.
Enrico, I'm sorry, we got to go to, we got a bunch of other calls we got to go to, but if you...
You go to it, man.
Okay, listen, no, but I want to say thank you very much for your viewpoints and certainly for your anecdotes as well. We really appreciate that a great deal.
No problem, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, all right.
Bye.
All right. Ashley?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. Let me just say this, folks, and we're gonna go. We got to go to a break, but we have let everybody know we have John from Winter Haven, Dave, and Augie. If you will hang tight for a moment, let me just say this real quick. You alluded to something, and I'm gonna go ahead and just say it. Or better, you discussed something. I brought up a name, a very important name that was probably more profound than people really understand. A lot of people don't even know who this person is, but they should. There was a man by the name of Bayard Rustin. Bayard Rustin was the man responsible for the Montgomery bus boycott and bringing out the strategy of boycotting to the South in a means that perhaps we had never seen before, and was more profound than anybody had. It had a very profound effect on the economics of the area, and during the time was something that was basically foreign. Now, let me be clear about something, folks. In the conversation you heard earlier with Ashley and one of our callers, there's this question about whether or not black gay, the black gay society is a part of what we're doing, of what's going on. Black people are black people, gay or otherwise. Let me be clear about this point. Bayard Rustin was a black gay man and a journalist. And he was brilliant. When he left, when word got out that Bayard Rustin was doing what he was doing, that he was present in Montgomery, they had to get him out of town in the trunk of a car so that he would not be killed as he was leaving that area. That's who Bayard Rustin was. He jeopardized his life in order to bring about a change for us. The fact that he was that he was gay had no bearing on anything. But the fact that what he did, the work he did, was most important. So I want to be sure that people understand the context of what's happening here. The fact he was being persecuted, not just because he was black, but he was persecuted because he was gay and because he was black. That is something that we have to get a grip on, folks. We have to really get a grip on it and get some real serious perspective of what we're doing and why we're doing it. Ashley, I want you to hold your head up as we do what we're doing here and keep doing what you're doing, and I know you will, but I wanted to say that so that people understand and you can hear exactly what you were, some of what you were trying to convey in that conversation, okay? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, again, we have John, Dave, Augie, and Malcolm in that order coming back on the Sunday Forum. It's 41 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, folks, here on WMNF 88.5, Tampa, Sarasota, St. Petersburg. This is the Sunday Forum with your host, Walter L. Smith II. Our guest is Ms. Ashley Green, activist and hero here in the Tampa Bay area. We'll be right back.
Hi, WMNF. This is Shelby Brown from Clearwater, Florida. I'm also a Circle of Friends member, and I just wanted to give you a call and say I really am glad I can support the station. I love everything that I hear on MNF, especially the news, because I do not own a TV, and I only use my phone to speak on, so anything I can get from WMNF is very helpful, keeps me in the loop. And I just really appreciate everything that you do. It's worth every penny, every single month that I pay.
You can support WMNF too. Give online at WMNF.org or through the smartphone app.
I'm Dr. Bob, and I remember the 60s, sort of, sometimes, and I hope you do too. Join me for the 60s show each Saturday at noon on WMNF. You can turn it up, sing along, get up and dance, or just slump on the beanbag and let your imagination run free. The 60s show, Saturday noon to 2 p.m. here on WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM, and streaming worldwide at WMNF.org.
Hi, I'm Laura Taylor, WMNF Development Director and host of Surface Noise. Just knowing you are listening makes me feel better, so I can imagine WMNF being there for you is helpful too. I'm so proud to work here and so grateful for your support. We couldn't bring you the music you love without it. Because of you, we can also deliver you up-to-the-minute news from sources and people you trust. We are here to make you feel better, and we, as a community, are all connected. Thank you for making that possible.
Hey, this is Kweku.
Hey, this is King George. Don't forget to listen to African Safari each and every Tuesday between the hours of 1 to 2 p.m.
African Safari brings to you music from the continent of Africa, east, west, north, and south, and also beyond the borders of Africa, where African music have had some influence.
Make sure you listen to each and every Tuesday, African Safari on WMNF 88.5.
Who's now the head of the Nixon campaign. He was formerly the attorney general named John Mitchell. Nixon's campaign seems to be out, you know, getting off on a rather hip foot after his trip to China in the name of peace, while they were killing people right across the street, so to speak, in North and South Vietnam. But No Knock, the law in particular, was allegedly legislated for black people rather than, you know, for their destruction. And it means simply that authorities and members of the police force no longer have to knock on your door before entering. They can now knock your door down. It's No Knock.
About No Knock being legislated for the people you've always hated in this hellhole that we call home. No Knock, the man will say, to keep that man from beating his wife. No Knock, the man will say, to protect people from themselves. No knocking, head rocking, enter shocking, shooting, cussing, killing, crying, lying, and being white. No Knock. No Knocked on my brother Fred Hampton, bullet holes all over the place. No Knocked on my brother Michael Harrison, jammed a shotgun against his tomato-faced deadpan, your deadpan, deadening another freedom plan. No knocking, head rocking, into shocking, shooting, cussing, killing, crying, lying, and being white. But if you're wise, No Knocker, you'll tell your No Knocking lackeys, ha! No Knock on my brother's head, no knock on my sister's head, no knock on my brother's head, no knock on my sister's head, and double lock your door, because soon someone may be no knocking, ha, ha, for you.
All right, here we're back on the Sunday Forum with our guest, Ashley Green. Ashley, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
All right. Hang on in there, Ashley. Hang on in there. All right. So let's go to John. John in Winter Haven. John, Winter Haven, how you doing?
Okay.
All right, please go directly to your question, John.
Yes. I just don't have a statement. I don't have a question.
Okay.
I've been listening to the whole program. Again, this is my second time listening to it. I called in last week.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I wanted to say this, is that listening to the program for the last hour, it still boils back to the same thing I mentioned the time I called in, the initial time, and that is that we fail to look at what America is. America started out with the great experiment of democracy. Democracy meaning government of the people. And I have talks with friends of mine all the time, is that how can we have government when the people themselves don't even have a great knowledge of what government is? Most people can't even self-govern themselves. And scripture tells us that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. My biggest effort in the Black Lives Matter and in the struggle for freedom and democracy is to get people to understand that they need to become more informed. And education means more than just going to FAMU or BCU or University of Florida. It's from the cradle to the grave. We never stop learning. We are always in the classroom. And I try to get people to understand that. Some people say, oh, I'm 65 years old, such as myself. I'm too old to learn. No, we're not. We are never too old. We are always in the classroom, and we are always learning.
That's right.
None of us ever came into this world with a PhD. We all came into this world as babies, looking for mama to feed us from the breast, looking for food. And even though we came from broken families, a lot of us, we still had some kind of father figure and mother figure that helped raise us. It might have been a grandparent, it might have been a step parent, but thank God we are here, we are alive, our bodies are functioning, and we are able to now be able to reason and think and be intelligent people and do the things that we need to do. Racism is a man-made object. It stemmed from the beginning of America, slavery. It went from the slave market to the labor market. And we're still not getting adequate pay. So I want to stop there and say, look, don't blame the Caucasian. Don't blame the Hispanic. Don't blame the people because of their sexual orientation. That's not the problem. The problem starts with us. What are we going to do? Are we going to mobilize? Are we going to associate with the good people, not the bad people, because we got bad in black, Hispanic, and in white. But are we going to band with the good people and move forward and put God as the higher authority in our life, and let God's authority be the moral compass for all people? That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you to Ashley also.
All right. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it. All right. Let's see. Dave, go directly to your question, please.
What's going on, Walt?
What's happening, Dave?
Oh, nothing, man. I'm listening to, you know, what y'all demonstrating on. And I got to speak my mind. You hear me?
Okay. All right.
I mean, what I don't understand, okay, you got these so-called peaceful movements. They march. They don't have nothing. police putting cartoon knots upside their head, you know, taking their bikes, running them over, you know, hitting them with objects and weapons. And what I want to say is force recognize force. You put a couple of cartoon knots on their head, they get some act right. They understand that. I mean, it's sad. It's sad that all this is going on in the world today, and it's getting to the point where you got people, you got us, the so-called black people, buying property, you know, trying to establish their own communities, 100 acres in Georgia, to keep their people, you know, safe away from this foolishness. The this police, the police system, I mean, it's just corrupt. It's over with. I don't think they're going to be able to come back from all this. Not one leader has took the time out to try to heal the community at all, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're talking about voting and this and this and that. Why don't we try to get our own stuff, do for self, a theocratical form of government, instead of trying to get, you know, sleepy, freaky, creepy Joe, and you got Trump. People is tied, don't want neither one of them. So, I mean, the Kamala Harris girl, she done locked up damn near all of us. So what choice do you got to pick from? Nothing. So it's time for us to learn to do for self.
Okay.
Or is it going to keep on happening? We're going to keep on getting killed and murdered in the streets.
All right.
And that's what's going to, I mean, what's going to happen is that, okay, it's not going to be no other choice for us to fight. We're going to end up fighting. And I guarantee you, if we all unite and come together, we'll bring this country to its knees. I don't want none of us getting spooked thinking that this, because they got all this military stuff or whatever, that they're going to come and use this and, you know, tear the country up. No. You got the Taliban, you got the Afghanistan over there. Hell, they fighting them with camels and horses. They've been over there for over 10 years. So ain't no reason for you to get scared to stand up for your freedom and your rights, your human rights. So I just want us as a people to step up and do for self. That's it. That's all I got to say.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Dave. Appreciate your words, man.
All right, peace.
All right, peace, brother. All right. That was Dave. Augie from Sarasota, please go directly to your question or statement.
Yeah, I've been listening to the why you can't vote for the status quo, that is Biden for the Democrats and Trump for the whatever, for the keeping it things as they are, and there's no hope, and why bother voting at all? Well, in South Carolina, North Carolina, it was the blacks who turned out that put Biden over the top in the primaries by large percentages. And they knew what they were doing in the South. They knew that he was a friend of the minorities at all levels. Remember what we've got here in this country. We have cages, people in cages, brown people in cages, not just black people. We genocided Indians. We wiped them out. The sin of America. And we brought in slavery on top of that. And the sin of America is destructive of brown and black people. That's our sin. But the enemy of the good is the perfect. If you don't know what's better than worse, then your ignorance is no excuse. It's just plain ignorance. Biden is far better, in my honest opinion, than Trump. He's not the greatest, but he's certainly a great deal better, because of the actual behavior of Trump, totally unreliable, a major liar. And you're going to risk putting that liar back into position to stay where he is because he's not good enough? With that is, Biden is not good enough. The enemy of the good is the perfect. Tell me, folks out there, who in the hell is perfect? Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Augie. We appreciate those words. All right. Brother Life, what's happening? Let's go directly to your question, Brother Life. What's going on, man?
Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. and Donald John Trump are two sides of the same coin. That's number one. Number two, the caller who said a bit ago that the problem starts with us, the problem don't start with us, but the solution does. Number three, there's this idea that you said black people are black people. Yeah, that's true. I don't know what that really means, but we also know that black people are informants like Al Sharpton, and black people are government agents like the ones who infiltrated the Garvey Movement and the Black Panther Party. Number four, I heard some talk about, people talking, screaming white power. White people should scream for white power, but African people should scream and holler and fight every day for black power. And this idea about Jane Castor firing on us, that shouldn't be the conversation. The conversation ought to be how we reciprocate. We want equality. They ought to get what they dish out. And this idea about vote, I want to end with that. We talk about vote. Maybe we should vote, but listen, it's a lie. When we talk about our ancestors died for the right to vote. Our ancestors did not die for the right to vote. Our ancestors died fighting to be free. At times in our liberation struggle, we thought that running from a plantation would get us free. We thought that running to the North would get us free. We thought education would get us free and integration would get us free. We thought that voting would get us free. And those efforts weren't failures. Those were lessons in what don't work. The reality is revolution is the only solution, brothers and sisters. And listen, democracy, the highest expression of democracy is self-determination. We got to get free. A freedom revolution ought to be on the topic of discussion every single time we get on the airwaves, every single time we're at a protest or a demonstration, and every time we're at a voting booth. The only way out of this mess is revolution. And brothers and sisters ought to hook up with the Black is Back Coalition. We're marching on Washington in November. November the 6th, go to blackisbackcoalition.org, BIBC.org, blackisbackcoalition.org. Hook up with your own political agenda for African people, freedom, reparations, and social justice, and independence. That's the highest expression of democracy. Thank you so much for letting me share.
All right, Brother Malcolm. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, man. All right. 100%. Peace, brother. All right. All right. We have, oh, wow. We've run out of time. Listen, my apologies. I'll say publicly to Floyd and Clay, my apologies to you. We've got to start wrapping up right now on the show. Ashley, you want to say some final words?
At the end of the day, I understand what the last few callers were talking about. It's a question of power. And when we are powerful, these kinds of things, these kinds of injustices, cannot continue to happen to us. And so I believe in the building of power. At the same time, I also understand that I would rather organize under one condition rather than the other. And so I am encouraging people to vote, if only because at the end of the day, the police will never be my friend. They will never be my friend, but I still pay their bill. So I have a right to tell them how to do their job, or the fact that I don't think they should have a job. And I plan on exercising my power by saying, so long as my dollars are required by law to go to them, I get a say on how they police my community. Amen. And black power.
All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Ashley Green. Ashley, thank you so much for all the work you do, all the work you continue to do. Thank you to all of your comrades out there for all they do and all the work they do. Keep on pushing. Keep on fighting. Keep on doing everything that you must do in order to liberate us, in order to make us free, in order to have the type of justice that is due us here and everywhere else. So we appreciate the work that you're doing, Ashley. Thank you so much, sister. We appreciate you here. All right. So to everybody out there, we are very glad you joined us this morning for this discussion here on the Sunday Forum. As we discussed the issue today with Ms. Ashley Green about what was happening in St. Petersburg, about the peaceful demonstration that some people felt that they were going to go out there and make it violent. We're going to brandish a weapon on them. We're going to attack them. We're going to do them harm for wanting to be free, for wanting to be liberated, for wanting to be able to get justice for us. Folks, listen, we have got to change the condition of how we think. We've got to change the condition of what we are doing. We have to recognize and respect the fact that we need warriors on the who are the vanguard on all sides of our movement. On all sides of our movement. And while we may not all agree, let's just recognize that we all have the same goal, and that is liberation. And so, as always, this is Walter L. Smith II, the host of the Sunday Forum, and members of the Fourth Estate crew here on the Sunday Forum on WMNF 88.5 Tampa.